This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Massive wildfires are tearing through the Northwest. In Oregon, the body of a pilot who was helping fight those fires was recovered after a single engine plane went down. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti's in Chico, California, where the largest fire in that state is burning.
This man watched as the fire swept through his neighborhood.
It looked like one mass of smoke and flames. Yards by yards, it wasn't moving foot by foot. It was by yards. It was leaps and bounds coming through.
More than 1,600 firefighters are battling the flames north of Sacramento that have already burned through 250 square miles.
French President Macron has declared the 2024 Summer Olympics open as the official opening ceremonies continue along the Seine River. CBS's Wendy Gillette is in a very wet Paris.
Rain started pouring down on this outdoor ceremony, the first one ever outside a stadium with athletes parading down the Seine River in boats. About an hour and a half into the almost four-hour event, a steady stream of attendees started to flee.
If you didn't bring an umbrella, which I did not, I am drenched.
Beginning tonight in Washington, the White House will be lined with flags and illuminated in red, white, and blue in support of Team USA. Thousands of former college athletes could soon be eligible for some serious payments. CBS's Linda Kenyon reports.
The settlement worth more than $2.7 billion was agreed to by the NCAA and the five power conferences. The deal, which paves the way for payouts anywhere from a few dollars to more than a million, still has to be approved by a judge and will be doled out over a period of 10 years.
The Obamas have thrown their political weight behind the likely Democratic presidential nominee. In a new campaign video, they congratulate Vice President Harris and offer to support her campaign. CBS's Manuel Bohorquez has the latest on the arrest of two Mexican drug lords, Ismael Zambada, known as El Mayo, and Joaquin Guzman Jr., who's the son of El Chapo.
The men are accused of running one of the most powerful and ruthless criminal organizations in the world. The DEA says the Sinaloa cartel generates billions each year and is a large supplier of synthetic drugs like fentanyl into the U.S.
El Mayo was in court today and pleaded guilty. Guzman has his first court appearance as early as next week. And Deadpool and Wolverine set a new Thursday night record for an R-rated movie.
The little cinematic universe is about to change forever.
The comic book flick sold an estimated 38.5 million tickets for the preview screenings alone. Nice way to close out the trading week with a big rally on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-205-5350. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-205-5350. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-205-5350.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The history-making speech in Washington.
Today is the 34th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. A congresswoman spoke about it on the House floor yesterday.
I was in college when it passed in 1990. Today, an entire generation has never known life without the protections that exist because of the ADA.
Virginia's Jennifer Wexton delivered what's believed to be the first speech in Congress using a voice cloned by artificial intelligence. She was diagnosed last year with a rare neurological disorder that robbed her of the ability to speak clearly. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Burger inflation's been beefy across the country.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
The cost of a burger and fries has gone up on average 24%, according to Monkey Geek. They compared the price in 50 of the largest cities in America and found the most expensive burger and fries is in San Diego. You'll fork over about $20 there. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, hot, humid for the weekend, highs 80 to 85. Storms possible Sunday night, Monday. Another warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Most of the rest of next week looks drier and staying warm. Currently at 75 degrees.
WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Looking forward to Brewers baseball back on the air from American Family Field tonight. Pregame at 6:35. Miami Marlins and the first pitch at 7:10 tonight. Every game all season on WRJN.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Set the night on fire. is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. Down on my knees for you.
WRJN. RJN for 97 years. Racine's home for local news and now timeless hits. Good evening. It's Chris Morrow here, getting ready for Brewer baseball. Pre-game at 6:35. Beautiful night for a tailgate. If you're not going to the game and doing it in your own backyard, that's okay too. Not quite as crowded. And still smells just as good. Either way, going to be down to about 65 for a low tonight. 74 now at Radio Park.
Saturday night, I was downtown.
news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Well, tomorrow we've got Terry Havel back on the air Saturday from 10 to 2. Terry's much-heralded rock and roll never forgets. Man, he brings in the stack, like crates of records and CDs and probably even a cassette tape or two. And he plays some songs you haven't heard for years, songs you'll remember when you hear them, and then tells the stories about the songs, the writers, the bands, the whole deal. It's a great program, Saturdays from 10 to 2, Rock and Roll Never Forgets with Terry Havel here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Found you. It's the Foundations on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. Well, busy weekend. We have got everything lined up and ready to go this weekend. Let's see, of course, the timeless hits. Brewer baseball, they're at home this weekend. We've got games tonight, Saturday and Sunday. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Terry Howell tomorrow from 10 to 2. And then the Music of the Stars Sunday morning from 7 to noon with Lou Regani. A little bit of everything for everybody. It's all right here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Heading on down to Memphis, I can taste the barbecue on Beale Street. It's Johnny Rivers, WRJN.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me
help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bach.